impression on my mind that he died a Christian. I have thought of my numerous sins, but God has forgiven them all. Be not troubled, for the Lord will provide for you and your children. You need not fear to leave me, for I am not alone. God is with me, though you are out of the room, were among his dying expressions. When, after 14 months' endurance of the pains which accompany a slow consumption, he approached that bourne from which no traveller returns, I expect to find my honoured father in heaven. Wanstead, in Essex, about 7 miles from the great metropolis of England, was the town, and 1798 the year of my birth. Were it necessary to designate the place more particularly, it might be said that the part of Wanstead where I first struggled into being was called Nightingale Place, a most musical name, conferred in honour of the nightingales which abounded in the vicinity. 2 years subsequently to my father's demise, my mother became an inmate of the family of Lady Frances Spencer, daughter of the Duke of Grafton, and wife of Lord Spencer. As a consequence of this event, I was deprived of a mother's care, and consigned to the charge of my Aunt Turner, whose family amounted to the very respectable number of 22 sons and 2 daughters. The transfer of a